Budweiser Sports Farmer live in San Diego. One of the reasons we come out here is because we get free soup. And the Chunky and the Campbell's people have come over, and they keep bringing us stud athletes. We got Brian Urlacher here with his mom, LaVoida. First off, how are you, Mom?
I'm good.
Now, how does it feel to be a Chunky mom? I mean, you know.
It's a good thing. I like it.
Now, you know, when they do the commercials, they don't use the real moms, do they, Brian?
I think this is the first year they've used the real moms, from what I understand. So
why wouldn't you use the real moms?
I don't know. It was fun for me, man. We did the commercial. It was a 3-day shoot, and I don't know why you would. I guess some of the real moms didn't look like our moms look in these commercials.
Yeah, beautiful
maybe,
moms.
Maybe we could change it up.
Now, when do you turn 30, LaVoida? I'll be honest with you.
I wish.
Yeah. Man, you know what it is. I mean, I hear it's that New Mexico, like the sunlight and the sunshine and
taking care of things,
going up the Taos and, you know, like that, right?
When I grew up, we didn't do that stuff, but New Mexico is a beautiful state, man. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. It's very nice.
Well, it's just stay away from Chicago in these winters. I noticed, man. You see, it's nice to be a Bear.
And yeah, it's
nice
great.
To, I mean, their tradition, all that stuff. You guys won some last year, lost some this year. And, you know, you're in the league long enough. I mean, yeah, the Ravens were 7-9 this year. I mean, you know, everybody knows we're the best franchise, you know?
Yeah. they're going to have those seasons, but right now it's like, I think it was 2 degrees this morning or something like that, at 6 in the morning. It's cold up there.
Tell everybody what it's been like for you to come off a great year, to have the expectations be so high. Because, I mean, for the Ravens, when we won the Super Bowl and the next year the expectations were incredible, we made the playoffs and lost. But, I mean, for the Ravens fans this year, we were talking about losing. And I said, what would it be like to be a Bears fan or a Rams fan or even the Steelers when they got off on the wrong foot? I mean, it's tough. And you guys played every game basically on the road this year.
Yeah, we played the Champagne, but – you know, we thought this year was our year to go Super Bowl. You know, we loaded up. I think we re-signed everybody that we felt like we needed to come back, and just didn't work out. Obviously, we had a bunch of guys hurt, which was definitely no excuse. But we didn't play good. We lost a bunch of games in the fourth quarter, and you know, we traveled to Champaign every weekend, or when we had a home game, we went down there. But that really wasn't it. The fans came out and watched us play, which is all you can ask for. But we just didn't play well. We did it to ourselves.
Expectations for next year. I mean, you were asking me off the air, hey, what happened to Ray? I mean, I could say, hey, what happened to Ted? You know, and when Ted got hurt, it looked like a different team. And we're lucky. I'm going to be able to talk to Ted in a few weeks. He's coming into Baltimore for the Ed Block Courage Award.
Cool.
You know, and that's not an award you want to win because it means you got hurt.
That's right.
And but Ted's coming in. I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk to him more about it in March. But from your perspective, it's a different defense when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's played behind him knows. I think he's the best D tackle in the league. Run stop, and he just he takes up 2 or 3 guys every play. And obviously, you're going to like that as a middle linebacker. You get a chance to run. And no one blocks you, you're going to make a bunch of plays. And it's weird because this year I have more tackles than I've had in my whole career. I think because most of them are downfield. You know, I had a bunch of line scrimmage. Most of them are downfield. But
when you're a linebacker and you look at the back of guys' jerseys, you know that's
right.
Not your job.
It's not good. But, you know, we had a bunch of guys step up and do a good job, but there's no Teds in the league. I mean, Ted is the man. He gets the job done when he's in there.
When you look back on the season and see the things that went wrong and the lost opportunity, and every year you feel like this is your only shot or the one shot, and I know you're still a young guy 2-3 years into the league, but – when you look forward for next year, what do you think from your perspective how the team's going to get better? I mean, I think you saw glaring weaknesses throughout the course of the season and really kind of up and down play. One week you go out, you guys have played some great football.
Yeah.
And another week you look like a different football
team. Terrible, yeah. I think the main thing we got to do is just we're going to get everyone healthy for the main thing. And camp is going to be fun because we got so many guys play this year, so many young guys, that there's going to be a lot of good battles for jobs next year. And that's going to be exciting during camp. But we just got to, you know, figure out we're doing a quarterback. We got a bunch of moves we're going to make. You know, the GM's going to make a bunch of moves and see who we can keep at quarterback and who they're going to release and just, you know, how this stuff works. But, you know, as players, you just go out there and hope you have the best players available.
Well, I'm going to talk to your mom here, LaVoida, for a minute. Now, tell me about the whole, like, does Brian call you and say, hey, Mom, I got this soup thing we're going to do? I mean, how does this work? When's the first time? Because, I mean, I'm sure before he was in the league, you were watching, Terrell Davis.
Right.
And it's become a very famous ad campaign.
Right. No, actually, Chunky Soup, Campbell Soup called me and wanted to do an interview with me. So they flew down to my hometown and interviewed me, and a couple days later they called and asked if I wanted to do the commercial
with
my son.
They probably just want to make sure she was good looking.
Make sure she was fit for the commercial.
Right, yeah, spoke in complete sentences
that's right.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, all
right.
The teeth, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's all right, man. Yeah. I mean, Mom's taking care of herself down
that's
there.
Right.
But for I'm not going to hit on Urlacher's mom here. I mean, that'll get me a meat bone over the head if I do that, man. So, but when you got involved with this thing, I mean, fun for you. I mean, your little piece of stardom watching the boy play on TV and all that.
It was fun. I mean, I had a great time. We spent some time Brian and I did together in New York and with, of course, everybody. But it was nice just not only the stardom, so to speak. I enjoy doing it. I really enjoy doing it.
Well, I meet a lot of the players' mothers, you know, after the game and whatnot with the Ravens, and it's always fascinating to see the support group that goes on behind the players because, I mean, players have good – if they have a good wife, that helps.
Right.
If you have good parents, that helps, you know, immensely as well. And I think all that sort of thing comes out. And a different kind of background from you. There aren't really a lot of guys that are New Mexico dudes in the league. Am I correct in saying
no,
that?
No, there's a few. I think there's four of us right now in the league playing.
But when you think of Florida, you think of, you know, South or Southern California, you think of more NFL players.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, not everybody in your neighborhood grew up thinking they were going to get to the NFL.
Yeah, we just want to get play. We like to play high school ball there, you know. It's different out there, a different frame of mind because it's just football's not real big out there. And you hopefully go to college one day and play. But
dude, you know, what is big out there? I've never been there. It's one of the few states I've ever been to.
Oil is huge out there. That's what, I mean, my dad worked in the oil fields growing up. That's really all there is to do. We grew up in the southern part of the state, and up north, you know, it's more industrial stuff like that. But where I grew up, it was just oil. That's all they did was work on oil fields, and that was it. That's all I did in the summertime, working on oil field. That was it.
Well, I guess it made you big and strong.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Along with eating chunky soup.
That's right. The chunky soup helped out immensely. Let me tell you, man, that stuff helped me out.
last thought for the game this week and seeing this matchup. I've talked to a lot of players and coaches. I'm not going to watch Super Bowl. You know, I'm not playing it, I don't want to be a part of it. For you, you're here. You're part of the festivities. Some thoughts about the game and these two teams coming together.
It's an interesting matchup with Oakland's offense and Tampa's defense. I think we all know how good both of them are, but I don't see Oakland being stopped. I mean, I picked the Jets to beat them. I picked Tennessee to beat them, so I'm finally going to pick them to win. The last 2 weeks, I picked the teams that have lost. So I'm going to pick Oakland this time. I think they're going to get it done. You know, I know Tampa has a great defense, but Oakland's defense is playing good right now, too. And we all know Tampa's defense or offense isn't that great. So I think Oakland's going to pull it off.
Who are you a fan of when you were growing up?
I grew up in New Mexico, and we were like 5 hours from Dallas. So I obviously was a Cowboys fan. Didn't have a choice.
Well, it's been very nice getting to know you. Mom, a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be on the lookout for the chunky. Favorite soup? You got one?
I'm supposed to say chicken and
garlic.
Herbs and something like that, but I like chicken and stars the best.
All right. Yeah, I was chicken and stars.
It's not a chunky soup. It's just a regular Campbell's soup, but I like it.
But you look like you eat chunky from time to time, I'll be honest.
A little chunky, yeah.
All right, man. Well, good seeing you all.
Thanks
for stopping by, Lavoida and Brian Urlacher.
Thanks,
we'll get a little photo up. We'll step back and take a break. 481-1570 takes some phone calls. Jerome Bettis will be by momentarily. We continue on the Budweiser Sports Forum live from San Diego.